Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call number nine right now, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to The Last Ship, starring and with music and lyrics by Sting at Broadway SF's Golden Gate Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Gate Theater, pulling it in.
Yeah, it looks great.
Alice listeners can buy priority tickets before the general public on Wednesday from 10 a.m. Wednesday until 10 p.m. Thursday with the code ALICE at BroadwaySF.com. So if you were thinking, hey, I'm going to go check out the new Sting show, you can get your tickets a day early. Get priority ticketing.
Looks like the show is actually going to be in February of 2020.
Oh. So not long from now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unbelievable that 2020 is on the horizon.
Yikes.
Less than 2 months away. It's incredible. I just can't even believe it. It was like, yesterday was 2007. The day before that, it was 1991. I mean, what is happening? Time is just flying by. Kids, I'm convinced that when you have kids, too, it's like pressing the fast forward button on everything.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, it goes so fast. Oh, my God. Each day is just a tinier percentage of the entire time you've lived. Goes by fast.
All right, Sting.
Yeah. He's lulling me. I'm being hypnotized.
Get out of here, Sting.
Good times. Last Ship. Alice in Winterland is on sale now. Kesha and Avril Lavigne, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets and everything Winterland, head to RadioAlice.com. And get those so you don't get left behind. So award season has begun.
It has?
It has. The People's Choice Awards were last night.
Oh.
Based on the votes of the people, Vinny. That's what the people like.
All right. I was watching football, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I missed that.
I caught... all I really caught was Jennifer Aniston. Adam Sandler was giving her award, and he said so much about her. So went on and on about her. Then she... got up and went on and on and on.
I have a little bit of that. I have a little bit of what she said.
Oh, enough!
Yeah, they love each other.
They do, which is very touching.
Together. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Fantastic. They're cute together.
Yeah.
I actually like both of them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler gets a lot of crap.
You should watch the movie he made for Netflix.
Which one?
I don't know. The one on...
There's like five of them. Didn't I like that?
Did you?
I don't know.
You didn't see it.
Oh, Vinny said that there was a bunch of inconsistencies.
Yeah, like he's shaving and then he walks out with a beard.
Oh.
And you're all...
Hey.
You're not even trying, dude.
There's some movie called Murder Mystery that won some awards last night.
That's the one.
Oh, really?
That's the one Netflix.
Yeah,
that one. He's got a deal with them, so it could have been a different one, I guess. Let me see. Favorite comedy was Adam Sandler's Murder Mystery. Of all the comedies, you know what I watched again this weekend is Always Be My Maybe, the one with Randall Park.
You watched it again?
Yeah. Well, I was telling John about it, and he goes, and he was in the middle of watching Crazy Rich Asians, and I'm like, and I know he's already seen that. I'm like, just watch this other one. And I liked it even better the second time. It's really good. It's set in San Francisco, so it's so cool. Just so neat to see all the places around here. And
yeah.
Just
oh,
a
that's
great
the Ali Wong
story.
One, right?
Yeah, Ali Wong, who's so goddamn funny. And Randall Parks, who's just... I just love that kind of, like, dry delivery wit and the songs that his band does.
And Keanu.
Oh, my God, the Keanu Reeves scene. Oh, my God. That's like... I don't even know how long he's on. 5 minutes total? Mm-hmm. Did you see this?
I did not.
Oh, you gotta watch. Oh, you don't have Netflix, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you gotta go.
But I did see Crazy Rich Asians this weekend.
Oh, my God, that's a great movie, too.
It's the first time I saw the whole thing, because I always catch parts of it. And it was on like at 4 a.m.
That movie has some real charm to it.
It is. It's so great.
It's a great movie.
Bunch of good looking people, too.
I love Constance Wu's character's relationship with the Michelle Yeoh. Is that how you say her name? Yeoh?
Yao.
Yao. All right. It's the mother of the guy that she loves, and the girl who was the, you know, didn't realize that they were billionaires until she
was on
there.
That plane.
Yeah. How about the fish in the bed?
Yeah, that was pretty gross. Yeah. You gold digging.
Yeah. Oh, so good. I love that movie. Okay, anyway, the People's Choice Awards happened last night. Robert Downey Jr. opened up the People's Choice Awards last night by presenting the Comedy Act of 2019 Award to Kevin Hart, who was there to accept.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, the people are so happy. Oh, that's very nice.
Good.
I that seemed wrongly worded. I don't have to be here, seems like.
That was wrong. But God bless everybody in this room. I love that.
I wonder if he meant like...
Like, yeah, he could have been dead.
I understand what that man was trying to reference to, but it sounded like he didn't
need
have
to be
here.
I don't even care about
this. In this room with you now.
Yeah.
And that just was a...
I have to be here.
That
came out wrong.
I have better things to do. But.
Exactly.
Decided to swing by. I was on my way to dinner.
So. We all misspeak, but that one in particular.
Pink received the People's Champion Award for her activism, and she used her time to urge everybody else to get involved.
Yay, Pink.
All right, Pink. Oh, no. Thank you.
Was that it, the whole speech?
I don't think that's the whole
speech. There was more to it. Yeah. I kind of just condensed.
I was like, oh, that was short and sweet.
Yeah,
taking some chunks, the good chunks.
Thank you.
Blake Shelton took Pink's cue, dropped a little profanity into his speech, too. Adorable.
I don't know.
That's him winning Country Artist of the Year.
Creates a visual I don't want, but
he squeezes her so hard.
Yeah, I don't like it. I would have gone with the F word.
Yeah.
And
he didn't.
And
he
worded
went,
things differently. Yeah, I don't like the. Yeah. All right.
You know, it's just in the moment he decided to drop that one in. Mm-hmm.
I love the bleep out of you, though.
Oh my God, hot, right?
Ew.
Earlier in the night, Gwen accepted the fashion.
Considering the experiences you had the week before, maybe it's just fresh in your mind
maybe
right now.
Maybe that's it. You're just you know, traumatized by it. Uh-huh. Earlier in the night, Gwen had accepted the Fashion Icon Award, so I guess everyone at his table was winning.
I have a lot more than you probably want, but it's about her liking crafts and fabrics, so I thought she might like it.
Oh, I would like it. Oh, Christmas looks.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I like fabric, but fashion is not my thing.
Wow. This is her speech.
This is enough of this.
In front of all the people?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like this show, everybody was making these long speeches.
Yeah, fashion icon award.
There was no time limit like other shows.
Really?
At least that's what it seemed like to me.
Did they pre-tape it so that they could...
I couldn't
down.
Even tell you.
Jennifer Aniston.
Here's the edited part.
Yeah.
Here's the only thing that matters, I guess.
Oh, you're a babe. Jennifer Aniston got the People's Icon Award, and she made sure to thank her friends, co-stars.
Yeah.
She also gave some props to Adam Sandler, who presented her the award as, was it Vinny or Uzi mentioned?
Yeah, I saw.
Loving all over each other.
Yeah.
Adorable. Meanwhile, a guy named Cole Sprouse, whose name I first heard last week when they were talking about who's more famous than a couple. I'm like, I don't know either of those people.
I can't believe this.
They're on Riverdale together, him and whatever the girl's name was. Anyway, Cole Sprouse did that movie 5 Feet Apart, which I think is the thing where the person was so allergic to the world that she couldn't get within 5 feet of her. Remember, it was like a medical thing. Anyway, he won... let's see. They called it an upset for the Drama Award. Also nominated in the category were Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow.
But Cole Sprouse won for 5 Feet Apart.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Adorable. Oh. Favorite movie of the year was Avengers Endgame. Favorite movie actor was Robert Downey Jr. from Avengers Endgame. I guess you say her name Zendaya. That was what Blake Shelton said.
Is that the girl from The Greatest American? No, The Greatest Showman?
I am not sure.
And I think she's a Disney star, too.
Yes, she is a Disney star.
Yeah, she has another like HBO show out right now. I think she won for that, too.
She was in Spider-Man Far From Home, and she won Favorite Movie Actress for that. And Favorite Comedy was Adam Sandler's Murder Mystery.
Yes, Vinny, Greatest Showman.
Mm.
Stranger Things was the favorite TV show. Favorite this is all TV stuff now. Big Bang Theory was a favorite comedy. Favorite reality show? Boo!
Oh, Survivor.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, get out of here. How dare you guys.
Favorite competition show?
Survivor.
America's Got Talent.
Oh.
Favorite reality TV show star?
Star.
Star. Favorite reality
TV
star?
I think I saw this
star.
One.
Oh, it's got to be Kardashian if it's...
Which one?
Yeah.
Khloe.
Khloe
yes,
is correct.
Khloe.
Thank you. I'm happy to be your favorite.
God, I really didn't think they were going to win. That show has gone down so much.
Well, there you go. That's the last you're going to hear of the People's Choice Awards on this show.
All
anyway.
Right.
You can look it up for yourself if you want a whole listing.
All right.
What's coming up? Oh, my God. I've got to go. Got to get out of here, guys. That's all we're going to be talking about, the big award show.
Well, run along then.
All right, guys, bye. I got to go. Hey, I'm heading out the door. Heading out. All right, bye. See ya.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. You know, this show, you can hear it anytime you want to. We podcast the whole thing. Actually, we kind of narrow it down to the good parts, too, which is kind of nice. You can hear us singing along to songs that aren't there. It's amazing. Check out our podcast at radio.com. That's an app the company has made. It's amazing.
Or the interns are all, we narrow it down?
we? The team.
They narrow it
we're
down.
We're a team here, Vinny.
As a matter of fact, speaking of interns real quick, I was thinking, actually, right now is in the office, we're going to need new interns starting in January.
Oh, my God,
already?
Again?
Yeah.
Jesus!
So, just throw that out there for now.
All right. Contact us at musette@radioalice.com.
And I love these interns.
I know!
I always want them to stay.
I feel like just as we get settled in with them, they're done.
Well, the last time, though, we were so desperate, I think we are we driving these kids to work each day? I mean, what's the deal?
What's the benefit package that they got for us to convince them to work here?
It was so hard to get interns last time.
It was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Listen, also sign up for next fall's internship program, you know, just so you can, because you're here. You're not at your house, wherever it is you live. Okay, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. 49ers host the rival Seahawks tonight here in town. It's a home game. Monday Night Football at home tonight.
Stay undefeated.
Get your hand poured organically cocky vodka lemonades.
Oh, my God.
Number
that
one drink.
Delightful.
It does.
At Levi's Stadium.
Yum.
Say that again.
Get your hand-poured, organically cocky vodka lemonades.
Oh, I want to be organically cocky right now.
The number one drink at Levi's Stadium.
Damn.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds great.
So good.
Ba-bum.
I was reading that there are a few tickets left. The cheapest ticket is about $305 plus the fees, and the most expensive one is $6,000.
Oh, my God. For tonight's game?
For tonight's game.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're doing a bunch of veteran stuff, like a little salute flag that they're giving away, or those hand towels.
NFL does a good job. Yeah. They spent the whole weekend really doing a great job by our veterans. So
you're gonna have a vet sing the anthem,
Then
like the Navy SEAL parachuters team are gonna be.
I expect
whatever
they do tonight will be top shelf,
spectacular.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of our veterans, it is Veterans Day, everyone. In fact, we're getting texts from people who say you're there.
Yeah,
we're here.
We're here.
And happy to be here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Didn't even want the day off.
No. We love working on Mondays.
Right.
Freaking awesome.
There are a couple lists here that I won't do on the air, but there are Veterans Day events across the Bay Area today. I believe you can find all this. And Ron probably put all this at RadioAlice.com.
I'm sure. And Ron did.
So Anne Ron's amazing. Marin County's annual Veterans Day ceremony. Mm-hmm. There's stuff going on all over San Jose, Concord. So there's a long
list. San Francisco one was yesterday. But, we should, the parking is being enforced.
Oh, right.
So
yeah, it's not
sure and
a
pay
free
your
day.
Parking. Yeah, wherever you are.
I would never trust a free day ever.
Nope.
Yep.
So, yeah, pay for your parking. Don't be ridiculous. Also, there are deals available for veterans today all over the place. Little Caesars, Dunkin' Donuts, Chipotle. There's coffee places giving away coffee. So check that list at RadioAlice.com as well. I'm sure Andron put that one up there,
hopefully,
too.
Hopefully he did. If not, I put one on my Facebook page.
All right.
Just because I didn't have time to break things down. And
right.
I've never heard of Collins Dictionary, but here's another...
Collins Dictionary?
Collins Dictionary. The first word of the year for 2019 is, it should be literally, because no one...
Oh my God, I know. That's already in there, though.
Catch sure. anybody without it firmly planted every other word in their vocabulary.
I still find places where, even though I'm trying not to use it, I'm like, it's the only word. It's the word.
If it's the word, then you use it.
Yeah.
Every other place, right? Don't use it.
Try to find any other, get a thesaurus and find any other word that means truly.
The trippy thing is, if you go to a place where conversations are happening around you and you listen for a second, you'll realize it's already a lost cause. Yeah, it's already firmly planted. Like is still a very commonly used word that is unnecessary.
Yeah.
And
It's a pause in convo. Literally is
becoming that. It's the new word that's taking over, and no one
you're trying to fight the good fight.
I'm trying, but I'm losing. I've been to the beach. There's places I go where I'm just listening to the words out there on the wind.
Do you hear it literally every other word?
Every other word. It's in there.
You want to know a few more other words? That was a good one you said, Sarah. Truly. Yeah. But literally, it says letter by letter, unimaginatively, verbatim, word for word, rightly, not
figuratively.
Thank you. unmistakably, faithfully.
Collins Dictionary has chosen climate strike.
Climate strike.
Right. So none of us have heard that in use.
No.
Correct?
Correct.
I don't believe I have.
I went, I don't know what they're talking about. So here's what it is. The definition is, quote, a form of protest in which people absent themselves from education or work in order to join demonstrations demanding action to counter climate change.
Oh, so that's what they were. I feel like that's what they called the thing when Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is was, and all the kids walked out of school.
Right. But
funny.
I didn't pick up on it at all.
No.
Not that term
anyway.
A climate
strike. I got to go to a protest rally.
I like it.
I do too.
I like it, and I like that the young people hopefully are going to produce the kind of change we need, because we certainly didn't.
No.
Gen X did not get it done.
No, we did not. We whined about it a lot.
But boomer, you know that term?
Yeah.
The boomers are the ones. That was the hugest generation switch. That's why they're called boomers. We had this
baby boom.
Right. And I don't know what to say about it.
Well, listen, at this point, boomers are all at least in their late 50s, right? At the very youngest.
At least we've got them to stop pouring oil down the sewers.
Have we? Or are they secretly still doing
that? My dad used to do that. Mm-hmm. He used to
everybody used to
go
do
to
that.
Change his oil and then pour it down the sewer.
Dirty. What? It's gone. Hilarious.
So there are some positives, and yet a long way to go. So I say go, kids. Go Gen Z. Hopefully you can get it done.
Yeah.
These displays continue.
What displays?
Well, in this case, it's a gender reveal stunt.
Oh. Did something go wrong again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Apparently someone in Turkey, Texas. Turkey, Texas hired a pilot friend of theirs to fly by the party where the gender reveal was happening and either dump blue water or pink water based on the baby's gender.
Uh-oh.
As the pilot flew by and dumped the glorious pink water, he also flew too low and lost control.
Oh, no.
And crashed.
Oh, no.
The pilot and passenger in the plane only wound up with minor injuries.
Oh, thank God.
But in an effort to simply say, it's a girl.
What it's is? It's a girl. Yeah.
What is?
What is? Come on. Goes down in history, right?
Just really?
What is a girl?
What is?
Anyway, that is another one of those efforts to entertain and announce gone wrong. It's not as tragic as the gender reveal party in Iowa last month that left one woman dead in an explosion.
Right.
But still bad.
Yeah, it's certainly spectacular in its accidentalness. That is, I mean, I get that they're trying to get close. I guess to splash everyone with the pink water.
Some of these things are just going too far.
Well, people need to outdo, you know, social media.
Outdo.
We need to outdo everyone else and have the best idea that everyone imitates and go viral and make money for our baby.
The college fund.
Right. The definition of brave has changed considerably as, you know, we here on Veterans Day celebrate our veterans and the guys who stormed the beach in World War II or beyond, right? I mean, yeah, all the things. Sure. Here's
and,
a guy.
And women who were part of it. By the way, yes, we have Veterans Day content at RadioAlice.com, says Enron.
Thank you, Enron.
Thank you, Enron.
Here's your headline. Brave man proposes to girlfriend with a tattoo of yes or no. It's a tick box.
Oh, for God's sake.
For her to fill in. Uh-oh. Okay, that's not brave.
That's not brave.
Just ridiculous. The brave man proposed to his girlfriend with a will you marry me tattoo, including a yes or no tick box for her to fill in. The pair got engaged in this bizarre fashion at a tattoo parlor.
Well, they had to put the tick in.
Luckily, the woman saw the romantic side and checked yes with a heart, which was then inked in forevermore. Here is your will you marry me tattoo, and there's the lovely couple.
Wow, right on his boob.
Right on his chest, over his heart, I guess.
Young couple?
Very young.
Mm. She's foxy.
Oh, you like her?
Yeah, that chick is curvy and hot.
You're into her, huh?
I am. She's my kind of girl.
Since when do you... No.
You like the skinny.
She's skinny. She's skinny
boy-looking girls.
Look at that chick.
I didn't even look at her.
Hot chick.
Really?
Right there. Yeah. Skinny.
How's he? He must be hot.
He's fine. He's all right.
Whatever.
He's got a stupid tattoo on his chest. I'm already over him. That's funny.
I don't know.
It would be better if he'd put it on his back over his heart, I guess. And then she could have had the tattoo or put the check mark in the appropriate box, and he would have to go to a mirror to see if she said
what'd
yes
she
or
say?
No.
What'd she say? What'd she say? Well, as you know, when you made John propose, it's a moment between couples. It's important.
It is. Right.
And I'm sure he didn't want to create a mess for himself. It's fine.
It's darling. And now the rest of his life will know that he got one to say yes.
Right.
No matter what happens in that relationship.
The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the three toys they'll be inducting this year. Interesting picks. Matchbox cars made it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Coloring books made it.
Those are great. Can't really argue with a coloring book.
And Magic the Gathering cards made it. I didn't play with a lot of toys. In fact, I'm a weird kid because I look back and think, what's wrong with me? Why didn't I see the shows everyone saw? I had a full-size G.I. Joe. I know that.
And you had an Evel Knievel, too.
I had an Evel Knievel.
For a minute.
But the G.I. Joe I had was the one where he's brown-haired and he's got a beard.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like Mac Davis.
Yeah.
You know that one?
My brother had a bunch of those.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a blonde one. There was a kind of an older dude looking one, too, I think, like the sergeant or something, you know? And then there was the brown-haired guy with the beard.
Yeah, that was G.I. Joe. But anyway, so the Magic the Gathering cards, I never seen. I couldn't.
I've heard of them. I've never heard of them, too,
but I've never seen them.
And you know what I've heard of them? In the last 5 years. Like,
how does that make...
I don't know.
They debuted in 1993.
And, you know, the thing is, there are some crucial toys that aren't in yet, and that gets in?
They call it the newest toy to ever make the Hall of Fame since
really?
They debuted in 93. Until now, the Nintendo Game Boy was the newest, which debuted in 89.
That's real, though.
The other nine toys that didn't get in, Care Bears, Jenga, He-Man, My Little Pony. My kid loves My Little Pony.
Well, what's not to love?
She loves it.
It's a little pony. You
know? Nerf guns, Risk, The Top.
Oh.
Anyway, last year's inductees were Magic 8-Ball, The Pinball Machine, and Uno.
Oh, I love Uno.
I do, too. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, but don't text and drive.
No.
But you put that number, 800-400-3697, in, and then you just text us, and then we get it.
Yep.
Love
we
to
gather them
you.
Up, and sometimes we don't get to them until 9 o'clock, but you know, keep listening. Maybe you'll hear your text.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Vinny. Thanks so much for recommending John Wick. My husband and I watched all three this weekend. We're absolutely addicted. We can't wait for the fourth. It's just the most intense murder.
It is. Just
movie.
Choreographed beautifully.
Yeah.
The murders are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Killings. My husband is a huge John Wick fan.
Yeah, they're good.
So random.
Wednesday of Dreamforce, that's 11:20. It will be the worst for traffic. President Obama will be here in the morning.
Oh,
so the
boy.
Morning commute is going to be...
So should we get here early?
Ay, ay, ay. Mm. They get, this year, the band they got was Fleetwood Mac, and I was all, oh, Usually get good bands.
Oh, but they're good.
They're fine, but they don't even have their members anymore.
No. Who's in it now?
The guy from Squeeze and the guy from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are playing the role of Lindsey Buckingham.
Right. Well, listen, that doesn't matter. Is Mick Fleetwood on drums?
Yeah.
Is Stevie Nicks singing?
Yeah.
Then we're all set. That's all you need.
Oh, good. Oh, there you go.
You can play this, can't you? Play it.
I can't.
Ah, it's good.
People don't even recognize this as a Fleetwood Mac song.
I know.
They're like, where's the rumors?
It's funny, right, when you said, I think the first time you ever played this for me, I was like, oh, that's a Fleetwood Mac song? Like, yeah. I heard it, but would not have put that together. It's early.
415 says, did you guys see Christina's Instagram story from the weekend about Edie?
Yes, hilarious.
I didn't. What happened?
Oh, my God. So she's sitting there crying and not happy in her high chair. Mm-hmm. Like, mouth just in a square, like, and then Christina points out that she's splashed whatever, I don't know, carrots all over the one window coverings, which, you know, are expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're able to be cleaned. And then she points to that, like, she's just got it all over my window treatments. And then the next one as it progresses is, this is right before she took off her diaper and pooped on the floor.
Oh, no.
Mm. Babies. They're the best.
Such a freaking scene, you guys.
It was an
S show. I swear this kid, after she gets off the table, we're just trying to clean up around. This kid gets her diaper off. We're like, oh my God. A naked baby comes running by holding a pee-pee diaper and then walks over to the corner as they're,
oh, no.
As they do. And we're like, oh! And right there on the kitchen floor.
Oh, boy. Well, better there than on a rug.
The carpet, yeah.
There's no time I ever want to see a piece of Duke on my kitchen floor.
Yeah, but better there than on a carpet.
She immediately picks up the baby and runs for it. And I'm like, you got to cover the butt.
Put your hand on it.
Oh, I mean, I was like, she's holding her out. And I'm thinking, there's more is going to. You
it's
can't.
Never just the one piece. Yeah. So how did that go?
You know what's weird?
What?
We haven't been to a concert or a game. That's our idea of adventure at
that
the moment.
That was excitement.
I was.
Sure.
We were sitting there after that just together just going, we used to go to concerts.
Mm.
We used to go to games. Mm-hmm.
Walk around the town.
Sure. We'd roam around.
We'd go to shopping. We'd find new restaurants to go to.
Sure.
And for the last year plus.
Nope.
Pooping in the kitchen.
Yeah. And you just got past the pooping in the kitchen phase from the first kid. You should have another one and do it quick.
No.
All right, we take a quick break and we come back. Listen, Christmas is right around the corner. Let's find out what Oprah thinks we should buy.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.